From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grind. David Lombardo is reporting for the Times Union. Democrat congressional candidate Antonio Delgado is pulling ahead of Republican incumbent John Faso in the 19th congressional district race, according to a Monmouth University poll released October 30th. The poll has Delgado at 49% to Faso's 44%. The two third-party candidates come in at a combined 3%, and 4% of the voters surveyed are undecided. When factoring a surge of Democratic voters similar to special elections over the past year, Delgado's support jumps to 51% and his lead grows to 8 percentage points. Delgado led Faso by 3 points in a Monmouth poll last month. Faso has never trailed in a poll conducted by the Siena Research Institute, which gave him a 1-point margin in early October. Monmouth University Polling Institute Director Patrick Murray said Delgado has strengthened his position in the race even though Republican interest has picked up over the past month. He added, and I quote, GOP ads have focused on Delgado's past as a hip-hop artist in an effort to paint him as out of step with the district, but these attacks haven't changed the overall trajectory of this race, end quote. Delgado's favorable rating of 42% is the same as September, but his unfavorable rating increased 8 points to 33%. The majority of voters polled, 42%, say Delgado share their values, while only 36% feel that way about Faso. President Donald J. Trump has a negative job approval in the district, with 46% approving of his work in office and 51% giving him a thumbs down. The poll has a margin of error of 5.1% and was conducted between October 24th and 28th. Read the full story in the Times Union. Columbia Green Media is reporting police in the village of Catskill have imposed a village-wide curfew on trick-or-treaters on Halloween night, October 31st. No one younger than 18 can be out on village streets past 8 p.m. unless accompanied by a parent or guardian, according to a statement released by the Catskill Village Police. Residents with questions or concerns are asked to call 518-943-2244. Parents and guardians of children enrolled in the Cairo-Durham School District were notified October 30th of an incident that occurred the previous day at the Questar 3 BOCES Columbia Green Educational Center in Hudson and at the Cairo-Durham High School. During the incident, a Cairo-Durham student brought what was described as, and I quote, an item resembling a handgun, end quote, to school. However, the presence of the item was not immediately reported to school officials. Once notified, school administrators contacted the New York State Police, and following an investigation, police identified the object as a BB gun. The district denied the BB gun was used to threaten other students or staff. The student who brought the item to class said, and I quote, he forgot about the item in his boots and bringing it to school was not intentional, end quote. In the letter to parents and guardians, Superintendent Anthony Taibbi emphasized the Cairo-Durham District is committed to providing a safe learning environment for all students and included a reminder that students are expected to report suspicious situations to school staff or a trusted adult immediately. The district also provides a way to anonymously report bullying or suspicious activity via a form posted on its website. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.